Good morning, and welcome back to your morning conversation here on KXCV KRNW. I'm Jeremy Werner. This week, we're talking with the candidates running for Missouri State House District 1, Republican Jeff Farnan and Democrat Jess Piper. Today, we talk with Farnan. All right, Jeff, go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're running for House District 1.
Well, I have been married to my wife, Joanne, for 33 years, and we have five sons, three grandsons, and two daughter-in-laws. I was born and raised here in Nottoway County. I'm a cattle farmer and a small business owner and a school board president. I'm pro-life and I'm pro-Second Amendment. And I'm running for Missouri Rep to protect our next generation. I want them to have the same rights and liberties that we currently have. I feel that this district has had great representation in the past, and I hope to continue that tradition.
So one of the biggest discussion points in our area seems to be education, and there are several issues and problems that have been discussed on this topic. Those issues include teacher pay, teacher retention, four-day work weeks, and really just a myriad of other things. So what do you see as the biggest problems in education in the state, and how do you plan on addressing or fixing these problems?
Yeah, that's a great question. I do believe that the teacher's pay is insufficient, as well as our support staff. This year, the governor actually increased the base pay for our teachers up to $38,000, but it's kind of a one-year deal. So, you know, I hope whenever I get down there that I can hopefully make this a permanent, you know, solution is to keep the teacher's pay a little bit higher than what it is now. As for four-day school weeks, I really applaud any district that's, you know, had this tough conversation. This is not necessarily a money-saving move, but it's more of an incentive to entice teachers to come to a district. So the teachers' shortage is real, and I think, you know, this is maybe one of the better ways to get a teacher to come to a district whenever they're having problems to find, you know, suitable teachers.
You know, another big topic in our area deals with agriculture and farmers. I've heard people discuss how there aren't enough resources for farmers, whether it be, you know, physical, material, or mental help, as well as concerns about how much of the state's farmland is owned by foreign entities. So what do you see as the biggest problems in agriculture and for farmers in our state, and how do you plan on addressing those problems?
Well, right now, the biggest problem is that farmers are facing are input costs. This spring, whenever I was getting ready to put on fertilizer, I had to determine if I could actually afford to put, you know, my current rate on every pasture or if I cut that rate back. There are ways that we can help lower those costs and help the farmers. The first would be to reopen or continue building the Keystone XL pipeline. We could also do more drilling at home. I don't think that we should be, you know, financing other companies when we have the resources right here. Especially in Northwest Missouri, being the Corn Belt, where we can produce our own ethanol. So I think that there's a lot we can do right here to help the farmers out. And again, I want us to become more self-reliant.
So ever since this summer, specifically after the overturning of Roe v. Wade, abortion has kind of entered the public realm of debate once again. Where do you stand on abortion, and how do you feel about Missouri's current laws on it?
I am definitely pro-life. I believe all life is sacred. You know, I've said this before. I can't imagine what the women are going through that have to, you know, that or that are considering having an abortion. You know, I really feel for them. But on the other side of that, I believe that that baby that they're carrying, its life is important too. So I want to not only help the mother, but I want to, you know, save that baby's life. I feel like in this area, we're really fortunate. You know, we have resources available, like the source there in Maryville, where they can help expectant mothers, you know, with counseling or adoption of, you know, if they decide they want to put their baby up for adoption. So I am very pro-life.
This isn't really something that's mentioned in polling or has really popped up as a concern here, but I'm curious because it does impact voters in the area. I'm curious what you think about voter petition initiatives, because we've seen a lot of them go through over the past decade concerning medical marijuana, Medicare, and, you know, even this year with recreational marijuana. But we've also seen several lawmakers talk about changing how voter petition initiatives are done, as well as potentially getting rid of them altogether. So where do you stand on voter petition initiatives?
I don't think I have a really good answer for that. I haven't really studied that issue. I'm not really familiar with that. So I'm going to take a pass on that one. I'm sorry.
Well, those are all the questions I have. Is there any other topics you'd like to address or anything else you want to mention?
No, I just want everyone to know that I am willing to sit down and talk with anybody. To me, it doesn't matter if you're a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent. It doesn't matter. I want to, you know, help anybody I can with an issue that they have in our district or that they're facing. So that's what I'm here for. That's what I believe a representative should do. Definitely have people reach out to me if they have any questions. I'll be willing to sit down and, you know, listen and try to come up with an answer.
All right. Well, thank you for joining me this morning. Once again, that is Republican candidate for Missouri State House District 1, Jeff Farnan. I'm Jeremy Werner, and this has been your morning conversation right here on KXCV KRNW.